Chapter 2. Castle Dracula. There was no bell or knocker on the door of the castle. Jonathan stood outside alone for a long time. The door was finally opened by a very tall old man.
"Welcome to my house," he said to Jonathan. "Come in."
It was Count Dracula himself. Jonathan stepped into the castle and shook hands with the Count. Dracula's hand was so cold that Jonathan felt he was shaking hands with a dead man. The Count picked up Jonathan's bags and carried them to a bedroom lit by candles. A fire burned in the fireplace. In another room, Jonathan's supper was waiting for him. He was very hungry after his journey and happily sat down to eat. The Count did not eat with Jonathan, but he sat and talked to him. Jonathan now had time to look carefully at the Count. He was an old man, but very strong. Jonathan noticed that his ears were pointed, and that he had very red lips and sharp white teeth. His hands were large, with long pointed nails like an animal's claws. There was hair on the palms of his hands. The Count's skin was very pale, and the bad smell of his breath made Jonathan feel sick. The next morning, when Jonathan woke up, he found his breakfast on the table. There was also a note from the Count.
"You may go anywhere in the castle, but do not try to go into the locked rooms. There is a reason that things are as they are. Transylvania is not like England. Our customs are not like your customs, and many things here will seem strange to you. Dracula."
After breakfast, Jonathan walked around the castle. Most of the doors were locked, but Jonathan found the door to the library open. There were many books, newspapers, and magazines in English. Jonathan was surprised because he did not see any servants. He wondered if he and the Count were alone in the castle. In the evening, the Count again did not eat with Jonathan. After Jonathan finished his supper, the Count sat with him and asked him many questions about England. Then Jonathan took out the documents for the Count to sign for the house he was going to buy in England. It was called Carfax. Jonathan told the Count about the house. The Count was pleased that it was a dark old house with a high wall and big trees around it. He was also pleased that there was a small chapel in the house. Dracula said,
"Good. I like old houses and shadows. I am old, and I like to be near the dead."
The Count smiled strangely when he said this. When Jonathan finished talking about the house, the Count asked him about life in England. He wanted to know about London and how to send things to England by ship.
"I have got many things that I want to take with me from Castle Dracula to my new home in England," he said.
Jonathan also told the Count about Mina, the girl he was going to marry, and about her beautiful friend, Lucy. The next morning, Jonathan was shaving in front of a small mirror when he felt the Count's hand on his shoulder. He could not see the Count behind him in the mirror, and it made him jump with shock. Jonathan's razor cut his face, and it started to bleed. A strange expression came onto the Count's face when he saw the blood. He reached for Jonathan's throat, but when the Count's hand touched the silver cross around Jonathan's neck, he pulled his hand away suddenly. The Count warned Jonathan,
"You must not cut yourself in Castle Dracula. It is very dangerous.
He picked up Jonathan's mirror and threw it angrily out of the window. Then he quickly left the room. Jonathan looked down from the window. He realized that he was a prisoner in this castle with its high walls.